Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Nix. I'm the founder of Nix Professional Restoration, where for over 35 years we've been restoring hope and rebuilding families by providing emergency services and reconstruction for any kind of a water damage or a pipe break, toilet overflow in your home, or fire damage where it needs a board up or emergency cleaning. And we're also certified in mold remediation. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Scott Rundle from AllSource. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm doing great, Kurt. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, great. This morning we just wanted to kind of explore your business, what you do. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your business, how it started, and where you're going with it.
Well, I've been in the printing business for 25 years, and it's evolved quite a bit. And I started basically pounding on doors and digging in trash cans looking for direct mail pieces. And that's how I built my business. Today it's been pretty cool because the business has evolved. With the advent of the internet and the creation of the PDF, we used to have to take every proof, drive it out to the customer, drive it back. Now with email and proofs, you can do all sorts of stuff online, and it makes life printing a lot easier. But the cool thing is it makes it a lot easier for the customer too.
Right.
We can talk a little bit more about that later when you're ready. But printing's gotten a lot easier and a lot cheaper since the advent of the internet and the PDF.
Well, I understand what you're saying, the door-to-door. I've done plenty of that myself. Being in business as long as we have, it certainly started in before the internet. And obviously things have changed a lot. You're able to maybe stay better in touch with your customers, spend less time on the road, and to help streamline your business. How has the PDF helped streamline your business and able to communicate with people?
Well, the hardest thing is art's gotten real simple. Okay, anybody can create artwork pretty easily. There's online templates you can grab. You can create it in Word. You can create it in, Creative Suite. You can do all sorts of stuff. So if you're not an artist, you might want to hire one because they're pretty reasonable nowadays to get that done. It depends on what you're doing. If you want to do a simple business card, on our website at incubator.com, we have a design profile where you can just go in and grab a design and drop in your name and hit print, and it prints it. But basically, PDFs are a universal printing language. If you create a business card with a PDF, you create a business card and then turn it into a PDF, I can actually print from that. So, now with the advent of the internet and online printing platforms, what used to cost $1,000 for like 1,000 postcards, used to cost like $1,000 for that because it was a custom run all by itself. Now it's a gang run job with other people that are running 1,000 postcards also. And so you're sharing in that setup cost, and you're making the run longer, and the quality's great because the new machines they have out are just unbelievable. So, with a PDF, you can basically run a printing press from anywhere. And so now that's opened up my business to be able to work with people all across the country because, before you had to drive to them, take them a proof, all sorts of time was wasted in that process. Now they go online at 3 a.m. in their jammies, place an order. In the morning, they usually have a proof, and then the afternoon, it's usually starting to get ready to print. And in a couple of days, they have the printing. If that's a simple job, if it's complicated, it's going to take a little bit more. But the technology has just been amazing. So,
where are a lot of your customers coming from these days? Because I would imagine that's changed over time as well.
I now have customers all over the United States. I've hooked up with a group of people called Offbeat Productions out of Salt Lake City, out of Park City. And Bob Nellis is the owner, and he also works with 17 sales reps that are under his team. And then they're connected with an organization called Boundless Network out of Texas. So they have 108 people that work with them. And they mostly sell promotional products. So what I've come in and done is help these guys sell printing. And when they get big opportunities, I jump in as a sales rep for Offbeat Productions and help sell printing. And then we also have a website called Offbeat Print, which serves their customers and serves their sales reps. So, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I've never been one to just say, okay, this is what I do. I kind of follow the bouncing ball and see where it goes, and I try a lot of stuff. I fail a lot, but, you know, failures to me is just, it's not failure. It's just one step towards getting it right. And,
right.
You know, and I you just never know where these things are going to end up. I mean, the best opportunity that I've ever had in my life didn't look like anything in the outset, you know?
Right.
So.
Well, you kind of have to go with the flow sometimes. You hit roadblocks and you bounce off of them, you get back up, and that's what, you know, separates those who are successful.
Yeah.
What does your average customer kind of look like? What's their profile? Are you doing a lot of small business, large companies, individual?
You know what? They're all over the map. Some of the jobs that I'm, some of the projects I'm doing right now is I just printed a toothpaste box for a company. I'm printing some supplement boxes for people. I'm doing some 30 mil postcards for Auto Club Speedway, which is a great event. And I'm doing some boxes, just corrugated boxes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You're doing layout design, color scheme,
the customers have advanced to the level where we're not having to help do their art all the time. I'll jump in wherever they are. I'm what they would call an omnivore in the printing business. You know, I've always learned to just soak up all the information from wherever I'm at. I love doing plant tours. I love getting immersed deep in different products and figuring out different ways to do stuff. And that just puts that, it's just like in your business. I mean, you know, hey, you learned how to hang drywall the second time you did a job probably. You know, and then you had to figure out, oh, we got a plumbing leak. You know, I know you went to school for all that stuff, but still, it's learned by doing. The more you learn, the better you are in your business. I mean, you could go in, and I know what you do and how you do it. You're very professional. You take care of the customers, and, you know, if they need something extra, you just do it. And so it's just studying deep and wide and learning your craft, and that way when somebody calls you, you know how to do it.
It's funny you mentioned the drywall because it took me back to a day when I actually did make my first drywall patch. And fortunately, I have guys that are way better at that than myself. And but anyway, that was kind of interesting. It took me back in time to just a little bit there. So what I see in you, Scott, is you're kind of the idea guy and the solution guy where you can pick up a project in the middle and expand on that and help people move forward and complete it. So people are looking for you for guidance and for some help when they maybe get to a roadblock.
Yeah, exactly. Or just, you know, they need something done or they need 10 things done and, you know, they're like overwhelmed. They don't, you know, nowadays a lot of companies don't have marketing directors, but they have great sales. And so they outsource that type of stuff. So they'll come to a guy like me and say, I need to put this together. And I'm not an artist, but I've got a group of artists that I work with, and one of them charges $3,000 a day and one of them charges $75 an hour. Well, I kind of find out what the customer needs and then I go there. And the guy that charges $3,000 a day, I don't bug him with the small stuff, but he's the guy I go to when I need amazing stuff. You know what I mean? And he does a great job. He's a photographer. He's a copywriter. He knows how to do it all. He's got it all in-house. And, you know, it's kind of like what you guys do. It's like someone gets their, you know, they go away for the weekend, and we have it here happen in Lake Arrowhead every year, and it's going to happen here soon, so you probably have lots of business. They go away for the weekend, and they come back and they have this beautiful lawn art because the bathroom, the toilet, you know, line broke because they've never changed it. It decided to freeze, and for 2 days, actually now it doesn't happen that long because the water company will come out after 24 hours and turn your water off, but let's say it freezes overnight. They have 5,000 gallons of water pouring out over their porch that is now turned into an ice sculpture. And so, you know, those are jobs that you get, and you come in and just take care of it and dry the thing out and clean it all up and fix the leak and put them back to being whole again. So you probably have lots of business here in Lake Arrowhead because it's been very cold lately.
Similarly to yours, I mean, you have to be connected to the right people and know that what you're doing and who you're working with is going to provide quality. And it sounds to me like, you know, that's what you've done. Obviously, none of us can do everything, but we do have the ability to find the right people that we know and trust and can plug them into same situations. So for the listeners, thought, are there a quick couple of maybe tips that you might have for those that are looking for a service like yours, what to look out for, who to talk to, that type of thing?
Well, just call me. No, I'm kidding you. here's the thing. That printing has gotten so cheap, you know, over time. And everybody's gotten very good at it. You know, it's kind of like a very democratic process. Printing, everybody can do a good job printing. It's kind of who you're comfortable with. You can buy printing for, you know, 10 cents or 12 cents a piece or 5 cents a piece. I mean, you can always find it cheaper. At some point, you're going to have to pick somebody you're comfortable with. I have one customer that they're chronically super late. Their events are planned years in advance, but they always need stuff at the last minute. Well, they call me because they know I can get it done in the last minute. Now, it costs more, but I'm willing to jump in and do it. You know, if you have time, you go online, you can use our website or somebody else. There's all sorts of different people out there, and order it. And if you want, you know, you need more personalized attention, then you call me personally, and it's a specialized job, then we don't just run it through the website. But if you need business cards, envelopes, and simple stuff like that, and you're pretty good at getting a PDF together, or you have an artist that knows how to make a 3-foot by 8-foot banner and put crop marks on it and provide a PDF, then you can do it all yourself. And by doing it all yourself, you save money and you save time and you get what you want when you don't, and you have to talk to anybody. I mean, everybody wants the Amazon business model of getting the products and having it show up the next day. Well, printing is getting real close to that. It's not quite next day, but we've gotten very good at our what we're doing.
That's awesome. You know, Scott, on a personal note, I know you live in beautiful Lake Arrowhead, and I had the opportunity to do a little boating with you one morning at the crack of dawn. I think we were on the lake by 6.
Yeah.
A lot of people have never seen or don't know what it is you guys do out there, but tell me a little bit. Is it called air skiing? I've actually forgot the exact name of that.
It's called air chairing. It's called the air chair. What it is, it's a hydrofoil it's about a 3.5-foot, 4-foot hydrofoil that goes underneath a ski, and then you're sitting on the ski. There's like a post that comes out with a pad on it. You put a seatbelt on, and you lock your feet in, and then as the boat pulls you, it pulls you up on this hydrofoil. And so in a sense, it's kind of the feeling of when you first learn to ride a bike without training wheels. You have that left and right motion, but one thing you're adding is what I call the magic carpet, which is up and down. And so you can actually jump these things, and you can ride it left and right, and you're basically pivoting on a post that's being pulled through the water that's a hydrofoil. So it's really fun. I currently don't do that anymore because I can't control myself and just be normal. I have to jump, and when I jump, I end up hurting my back. And the last time I hurt my back, I said, you know what, this is for young guys. I'm 50 now. I'm gonna go into preservation mode on the air chair, and maybe I'll get back at it when I slow down a little bit and can realize I could just have fun on it and not have to pretend like I'm 20 again. But, you know. Hey, one of the things I want to ask you. Oh, go ahead, finish up.
Well, I'm gonna say you made me feel a lot better because the water wasn't anywhere close to 80 degrees, so I decided to opt out today. I was with
Yeah, you were smart. One of the things I wanted to ask you is tell me more about this Restoring Hope and your tagline. I don't have it exactly right, but I'd like to expand upon that if we could.
Sure. I mean, people are going about their daily business. They got plans. They got appointments. They got things to do. And all of a sudden, they have a pipe break in their house, and they got water flowing down their stairs and out the front of the house, just like you had mentioned earlier. Their world is turning on an end. They don't know what to do. They call people. There's so many sharks out there in the water right now. I have people that are showing up on homeowners' porches uninvited who are listening to police scanners to try and obtain this type of business. And so our restoring hope is that we're there, we've been referred in by a responsible party, and we help the homeowner take control of their life again by mitigating the damages, letting them understand exactly what's going to take place, how they and we can work with their insurance company through the process, and then the restoring family portion of it. Bottom line is we get in as quickly, repair drywall, get them new flooring, get them back to their normal self again. It's all about people, really. We're working with drywall, we're working with paint, we're working with electricians and so forth, but really it's all about the people and making sure that they're comfortable, they're communicated with, their phone calls are returned, they understand timelines, and when we do all of this, we feel pretty good about what we're doing for them.
Yeah, well, and to the listeners, you know, we've known each other probably, 6 years now? And we were in B&I together for a couple years. And, you know, just seeing Kurt and Patty, how they operate, I mean, you got a family-run operation that basically will come in, clean up your mess, put you back in the hole, and they do a great job. I never even knew that industry existed before I met you. Thankfully, I haven't had a water incident or any terrible things that have happened. We've had an interesting thing. We've had a couple pipe leaks in our house now, but they were in the buildup, and they were pinholes. And I think it was caused by the copper pipe. We have a recirculating system, and the turbulence created in that. Maybe had a weak copper pipe or whatever. We started getting pinholes in it, so we had to have a plumber come in and shut the whole system down. He put in a surge tank, and he put in PEX, or was it PEX?
PEX, uh-huh.
He put in PEX, and so far no other issues. But that's scary, you know, when you have stuff like that happening, you hear a noise and there's water.
The thing you need to watch out for with that PEX material is that you have little critters up there in the mountains, and sometimes they get in there anywhere near that, they'll try and eat a hole through it to get water.
Okay.
So you got to be aware of that. And you do have a lot of raccoons up there as well, so that's something to be aware of to make sure that wherever those areas are, you keep those secure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they're actually they're either elevated or they're on a wall, so we should be okay with that, but I will definitely take a look at it after this call. There's more to restoring hope, though. I mean, here we are during the Christmas season. You know, I go to church and put the Christ back in Christmas. I mean, you know, we've had terrible shootings. One of the guys that was murdered in that whole thing down in San Bernardino went to our church. I would love to talk about that if you're open to talking about that. I mean, it's just this whole thing is just, you know, it's shaking a lot of people. It's shaking me. It's shaking our community. I mean, you know, it's we had a Christmas. Do you mind if we talk about that for a second?
No, that's fine. I know it's scary. It's scary for everybody.
One of the things that was, we had, my son was in a Christmas play with this weekend. And, you know, that shooter's name was on a lot of the letter grades that were put in schools and churches and stuff like that. There was a county permit that said they were, you know, got a letter grade or whatever. So during the play, they had to have a permit for this. They were basically working on a Christmas tree lot where the kids were selling Christmas trees to get money to raise money for the needy. And they worked in a Christmas tree lot for this guy who had a toy store. And the toy store guy was greedy. He wanted to have all the toy sales for himself. So he let the kids put the Christmas tree lot there, but they had to buy their toys from him. So every time he'd come in and say, "Do you have any more money, please, to buy more toys?" And he would walk off and then return the toys. And he wasn't doing it out of the goodness of his heart while he's donating this Christmas tree lot. He's doing it out of the goodness of his pocket. And so what was interesting is one of the things that a policeman came and said, "Hey, we have to shut down the lot. You don't have a permit." The girl shows up and she had a permit. Well, she had a permit with a grade A on it. And it was like, everybody, you know, we just saw this all in the news. And it was a grade A permit from San Bernardino. Well, Mike Wetzel worked for the county of San Bernardino. In fact, he was the boss of the shooter, and he was murdered in this whole process. Very sad, mm-hmm. tragic, terrible. So we were all kind of like, I mean, I went, oh, wow, that's kind of permit. You know, it kind of took me back. And then our pastor got up at the end and he said, hey, just so you know, one of Mike's last jobs at the county was to sign this permit because he knew that this Christmas tree lot at Church of the Woods needed this for this Christmas play. And wow. So to me, that was very profound. And, you know, I mean, it just, you know, it brought it back, and he dated it 12/5, which was the date of the original play, and he was killed on 12/3. So I just, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I know I need God in my life. I know I need Christ in my life. And that was just a very strong reminder that how important that was to me and to everybody. So, you know, and what was interesting is the funeral is going to be coming up, and his wife basically said, hey, we know where Mike is. He's in a better place. We're sad. Right. It was devastating. But I don't want people to wear black to the funeral because we were going to celebrate his life. So just, I don't know if that was a bit way off topic or what, but I just felt like that was interesting to say.
Well, that's interesting. I know because it's amazing. I mean, that was awfully close to home for all of us. And it's kind of amazing because it touched all of us probably in some way.
Sure.
In so much as that, somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knew that person, and you start hearing about that, and it really makes you wonder, and you just have to live each day to its fullest because you never know.
Yeah, so, and I think you got to know where you're going and get your priorities right too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're all in process there. You know.
That's the truth. Well. I really appreciate an opportunity to speak with you today, Scott. We talked about a lot of things. Is there anything else you wanted to say regarding your business and your ventures?
No,
you wanted to add?
I would just say, I would say for your listeners, if you know, one of those things is remember Kurt's name. Kurt, if you want to buy some magnetic business cards, I'll give them to you at cost so you can put them on your customers. Because nobody thinks about you until they have to, you know what I mean? But when
exactly.
they think about you, it's like the guy that has the heater service. He always puts his sticker on the heater because when it breaks, that's where the person goes. And I say, or a garage door, you know, your garage door springs break, and where
right.
do you go? You look at the garage door springs, your name's right there. So, you know, just remember
yep.
Kurt's name because I can testify that he's a good, solid man. His wife, Patty, they work together in this business, and they do great things. And if you have a problem related to home repairs that come up due to water damage or fire or whatever, that's devastating. But, you know, their jobs put you back right on track, and they'll do it as fast as they can. And there won't be the phone call that says, hey, we got 9 things you didn't do on the list. The 9 things were already done plus 5 more you never asked for. And, you know, that's just from me knowing Kurt. He's just a buttoned-up guy. He's very thorough. There's no chuck in the truck in this guy, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you, Scott. I really appreciate that so much. And just to kind of sum things up, we've been talking with Scott Rundle with AllSource. He obviously has a lot of quality things going on in his business. We've appreciated this opportunity. If you need to get a hold of Scott, you can reach him at scottrundle1@gmail.com. That's Scott. RUNDLE1@gmail.com, or also visit his website at INKCUBOR.com, incubator.com. Thank you, Scott, so much. This will be Kurt Nix with Mixed
right.
Professional Recognition signing off.
All right. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you, Scott.
Right,
Merry
bye-bye.
Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.